The Gemara continues, Daf Chof Tes, Omid Aleph, 10 lines from the bottom. Rav Amnuna Omar, Hocha V'Pochas Mishloish Al-Shloish Askinon. There's another teretz to the original Machloikas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah. This is the third teretz. The first two terutzim were, the Mishnah says, Psilas HaBeket Shekipel, if you have a piece of clothing that was mitzumtzum in the first teretz, we said it was exactly 3 by 3 etzbois. And V'loi Hivo, and it wasn't singed, so Rabbi Eliezer Metameya, it's Tomei, Kippel is not Mevatel Hashem Kli, Ve'eim Adikim Bo, and you can't light it. Now, Rabbi Kiva says, Tahiri, Kippel is Mevatel Hashem Kli, Umadikim Bo, and you're allowed to light it. So the first teretz of Rabbi Oishia, V'chein Rav Adi Ba'ava was, Rav Oishia, V'chein Rav Adi Ba'ava was, that we're talking about four specific conditions. We're talking about the problem is Noilabs. And that's why Eim Adikim Bo, because since it's exactly Gimel HaGimel Mitzumtzomos, and Hamadik Tzoch Lahadik Bereva Yoitza, and you hold like a Yehuda in Mukta, and we're talking about Yontem Shchalos Erev Shabbos, so he said it's a problem of Noilet of Madlikin or Eim Adlikin. The second teretz of Rava was that we're talking about a Psila She'enim Mechul Reches, like the Mishnah says, V'loi Hivavo, and the Chashash is Shema Yata or not Shema Yata. Will you adjust it because it's not a good wick, because it wasn't hivavo, it wasn't singed. So the chashash is shema yata. So that's why a madlikim bo. And Rabbi Kiva says madlikim bo. He's not choishish for this chashash of shema yata. Now comes the third teretz of the Gemara, Rav Amnuna Omar. And like Rashi says, Rav Amnuna is coming to answer the sugya legabe tuma. Legabe tuma. Legabe had loko a madlikin. So he remains with the previous terutzim. Namely, the teretz of Rava. The machloikas is, if you're madlik by a psila that's not hivavo, that wasn't singed, are you choshe shemayata or not? But legabe tuma, he's coming to answer the machloikas as follows. Rav Amnuna Omar, hocha bepochas mishloish al-shloish askinon. We're talking about that the beged is less than 3 by 3 tfochim. Not 3 by 3 etzbois. 3 by 3 tfochim. That means it's larger than gimel gimel etzbois, and it's smaller than 3 by 3 tfochim. So over here, like the Gemara is going to explain, that it depends what a person's intent is, and that intent, could it be mevatel the shame beged or not? And that's the sugi legabe tuma. Is it still mekabel tuma or not? Does my intent to discard this shmata, so to speak, this beged, that less than 3 by 3 tvachim, does my intent, is that enough to be mevatel the shame beged? Something that's larger than 3 by 3 tvachim, your intent doesn't have an effect on the beged. If I take a suit and I decide I'm going to plank to throw it in the garbage, it still is a beged. It's still makabatuma. But something that's pachas mishloisha shloisha, that is where the machlokes is relevant. Zogdimoga, Rav Amnuna Omar, hocha bepachas mishloisha shloisha skin, we're talking about a beged less than 3 by 3 tvachim. Ume kule matloni yoishanu kan. And we're referring to kule matloni yois, which means matlonios that are not important, shmatas, that you use for things that are not so important functions. And that is the psilim that we're referring to. Kulim matlonios, meaning, va'oz Rabbi Eliezer l'tamei, and it's Rabbi Eliezer l'shitosoi, and Rabbi Kiva l'tamei, and Rabbi Kiva l'shitosoi, in the Mishnah in Kalim, how to understand the Mishnah over here, if it's tameya or if it's tahira. As follows, the Tanan, if a person has a beged less than 3 by 3 tfochim, that you set aside in order to stuff the bathhouse. You have holes over there where the water is going through, so you want to close it off. So that's what you use the shmata for. Or lenaya boyis akadeira, or in order to be menaira kadeira, meaning to hold on to the handles of a hot pot that you shouldn't burn yourself. Or Lekaneach boyes arachayim, or to wipe off a mill. You want to wipe it off from the dust or from dirt. So that's what you use the shmata for. So it's a beged that you utilize for certain functions, not such important functions, to stuff a bathhouse, to wipe a mill, or to what's it called? To hold onto a hot pot, like a glove. So, Beimin Amuchan, Bein She'emin Amuchan. The Gemara is going to explain what that's referring to. Seifer was set aside, or if Seifer is not Muchan. The halacha is, Rabbi Eliezer holds, Tomei, different Rabbi Eliezer. It remains Tomei, it retains the status of a beged. Rabbi Shua says, no. Beimin Amuchan, Bein She'emin Amuchan, Tor. It's always Tor. The Gemara is going to explain what this means. Rabbi Kiva, the third sheet is, Min Amuchan, if it's Min Amuchan, then it's Tomei. because min amuchen, so then it's taka tomei, then it retains the same baget. Shaloi min amuchen, then it's tahar. If it's not min amuchen, then it's tahar. Va'oma ule, vitei merabba barav chanom reb yechanon, hakol moedim zorka ba'ashpo. That means, if you take this baget, and you decide, I'm planning to throw it into the garbage, divrei hakol tahar, then this baget is not going to retain the status of a baget, it's tahar from a kabel tumah. The fact that I threw it into the garbage, I'm about to the same baget. Yes, it was a baget that was used as a shmata to stuff a hole in a bathhouse, to wipe off a mill, to hold on to a hot pot. But if zorka be'ashpa, that itself, my intent and my maisa, is mavata the same baget. Divya hakol tor. Zok di gemara chof tesa mit beis, he nichoi bekufsa. If let's say you decided to shelve it, to put it into your closet, to put it into a place that's secure and safe, that I can utilize in the future, so then it's choshev. So divya hakol tomei. Then everyone agrees it retains the status of a beget. Le nechleku, what's the machlekes? Le nechleku, elo shetole b'magoid, if you hung it on a hook, or shenichol achrei gadeles, or you threw it behind the back of your door. You know, you open up a door and you throw a towel behind it, over the door. So throwing it over the door or hanging it on a hook, that itself is not as choshev as putting it into a shelf, but it's not as disregarding it as putting it into the garbage. And that's where the machlokes is, as follows. Gabliaz is of the opinion, me the loy zorka, from the fact that he didn't throw it into the ashba, into the garbage. So that's gufa raya, the daital vei, that my intent is still to use it in the future. Yes, I didn't put it into the shelf, I didn't store it into my cabinet, but the fact that I didn't throw it into the garbage shows that it still has a chshivas to me. And that's what it means. Beimin amuchon, ubein shein la min amuchon, say if it's in the kufso, and say if it's loy min amuchon, meaning if it's hanging on a hook, it's considered that it retains the status of a beggar in its tome. Umay kol yilei shaloy min amuchon, so why does he call it shaloy min amuchon? After all, I stored it on a hook, I put it behind my door, I didn't put it in the garbage. Zog demora, de legabi kufso, the fact that you put it on a hook, or you put it behind your, around your door, the fact that you didn't store it in a cabinet, so that's called shaloi min amuchanu, la muchanu. Klape the cabinet, klape your shelves, klape putting it away in your closet. So this is called shaloi min amuchan. But really, this is the reason why it retains the status of a beged, because it's still something that your intent is to use it in the future. Rabbi Shua Sovar, meaning, say if you hung it on a hook, or say if you put it behind the door, it's considered delay nicha bekufsa betule batlehi. The fact that you did not put it away, the mere fact that you put it behind your door, you hung it on a hook, that itself is mevatlet. The fact that you didn't put it away in your closet. If you miyachid it and you put it in the kufsa, then it retains the same baget. But once you didn't do that, Rabbi Shua's opinion holds, Rabbi Shua's opinion is that came into lanicha bekufsa, you mevatlet. So my korelei muchon, so why is it called muchon? If you're putting it behind your door, you're mevatlet. Why is it called muchon? Zakmo de legabi ashpa, from the fact that you didn't put it in the garbage, klapi daddy calls it muchon. But in practical terms, lemaisi mevatlet shem beged, because you didn't put it and store it behind and into a kufsa, but rather you just put it around the door. You put it on it on a peg. Zakmo de Rabbi Akiva, he says a middle shita betolib b'magod when you hang it on a peg. So Sovik Rabbi Eliezer, he holds like Rabbi Eliezer the fact that he didn't throw it into the garbage, so it still has retains its shame chshivas, and it's still a shame beged and mekabel tumah benichach redeles. But you merely throw it around the door, and you don't have a special peg for it. Then Sovik Rabbi Shua, the fact that he didn't place it into your drawer, so Mela, that already makes it that even though you're throwing it around your door, but that already makes it that it's not a shame beged and it's not mekabel tumah. And you mevatle the shame beged from it. So min amuchen and shaloi min amuchen means muchen means tole b'magod, and shaloi min amuchen would mean achrei adeles. Now the Gemara says that this shita of Rabbi Akiva is v'hoda be Rabbi Akiva legabi Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Akiva at the end of the day was choizer from his differentiation between tole b'magod and nicha achrei adeles, and he holding gansen like Rabbi Shua, meaning that as long as you didn't place it into a box, as long as you didn't place it into your drawer, as long as you didn't store it into your cabinet, so memele yemavata the teras beget, and it's not mekabel tumah. And that is the machlokes in our Mishnah. Meaning, the Mishnah is talking about a beget that you would toil b'magoid on a hook, or Achrei Gadeles. And even though you didn't throw it in the garbage, but the fact is that you took this beged and you mekabel this beged and you made a psila out of it. So Beliaz in the Mishnah holds that it's mekabel tuma, like he says in the Mishnah in Kalim, that what? That the mere fact that you didn't throw it into the garbage is memela daital vei, midaloi zokala ashpoi. And the fact that you put it behind the door or you're hanging on the peg, it retains the same beged. And Rabbi Kiva l'shitosoi, Rabbi Kiva, after he holds in Gansa like a Beshua, that it's not mekabel tuma. Why? Because the loyinicha bekufsa, once he didn't store it into a drawer, that already is mevatel the same beged. So mele he says tar. That's Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah l'shitosoi, that it says tar, it's tar umadikim boy. And that is how we learn up the Mishnah. Zokt gemorim imai, what's the raya? That this is the machloikas, meaning that Rabbi Kiva was in Gantz and Choyz and he holds like a Beshua. Maybe you can say that only by a Choyga Adeles it's Mevata the Teres Beged, and the Mishnah is, meaning only a Choyga Adeles and not on a peg. And the Mishnah is talking about in the case where you place it a Choyga Adeles. And that's where he says it's torn, it's not a Kabatuma. Zogdi Gemara, no. Omar Rove, Mirikitoni, Psilas HaBeged Shekiplo. It says, Psilas HaBeged. Ma'igritoni, Psilas HaBeged. Why does it say Psilas HaBeged? It's mashma that the Beged itself, you are Mekapel. It's still a shame Beged. List the Psilas Shel Beged. Let it say Psila of a Beged. Usually you make Psilas from a Beged. You don't take the Beged itself and make that into a Psila. Zogdi Gemara, the reason why it says Psilas HaBeged, my Psilas HaBeged, Tadayim Beged Hu. We're talking about that it retains a certain amount of Cheshiva still, of a Shem Beged, meaning that you hung it on a hook. And because you hung it on a hook, it retains a Shem Beged. It's Psilas HaBeged Shekiplo. And still Rabbi Kiva says, even by this case, specifically, not the one that you threw around the door, but that you hung around the hook, this beggar that you gave a certain chshivas did, and you hung it on a peg, still Rabbi Kiva says it's torn milakabel tuma, because like a Beshua, that as long as you didn't put it into a drawer, it's mevatel the shame beggar, and it's torn milakabel tuma. And that's the reason why we say that Rabbi Kiva was choyza, and he holds in Gansa like a Beshua, from the fact that it says pilas habeg at shekiplo, which is mashma, this din, that it's mevatel the shame beggar, and it's torn milakabel tuma, is even when it's on a peg, not just when it's hanging around the door, but even if it's on a peg, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's torn milakabel tuma, because it's not hinicha bekufsa, so mele, it's not considered that it's a shame beged anymore. You mevatel the shame beged, even though it's on a hook. And that's what Kiva Shita and Rabbi Loza holds. No. Fakert, midaloi zokal ashpo. From the fact that he didn't throw it into the garbage, so mele, it still retains the shame beged, and it's mekabel tuma. And that's Rabbi Loza l'shitosoi. So that's the third teretz in understanding the machlokes of Elazar and Akiva, if it's mekabel tuma, if it retains the shame beged or not. By this specific type of shmata that you throw around the door and you put around the hang on a hook, since you either did not place it in storage or you did not throw it into the garbage, that's good for how we look at it. Does it retain the shame beged or it's mevata the shame beged and it's tar milakabel tuma because it loses the status of the beged? That's the machlokes of Elazar and Akiva. Zok the Mishnah, lo yikoyv odom shvoyshferes shel beitza. This Mishnah is discussing when a person has a ner and you want to extend the life of the ner that it should light for longer, so you take another ka'ara and you have a wick extending into the current candle, and like this it'll absorb more oil going into the candle because it's not just the original ner which has the fire eating up the oil. I have an extended wick that's absorbing more oil in a different ka'ara. So now the Mishnah is going to discuss different types of ka'aras that feed the original wick. Is there a chash that you might take from that shemen from the second ka'ara, and then you might be considered mechaber, and it will be osir? Zok the Mishnah. Lo yikoyv odom shvoy ferah shel beitza. The person cannot make the following concoction. You take an eggshell, and you empty it out. The shell is now empty. You took out all the egg yolk. V'yamelena shemen, and now you fill it up with oil. V'yitnen al pianer. And now places an Erev Shabbos next to the lit candle, Bishvil Shtei Menat Tefes, so it should drip into, you have to make a little hole, and you puncture a hole into this eggshell, and the oil is dripping out, and going and feeding the other candle, which will make it an extended burning, because now it has much more oil that will be fed. What's the reason you can't do this? Bishvil Shtei Menat Tefes, because you might come to take some of the oil out, if you have If you look at the oil as a separate entity, it's in an eggshell. It's not in the ner itself. In the ner itself, you're not going to take oil from there. You're not going to take your pita bread and dip it into oil that the candle is lighting, is being lit from. Because that, you know, is you're not mechabe. You're not going to take from that oil. But since it's in a concoction that's a separate entity, it's an abeya, klipas abeya, that's only feeding the ner. So now you might utilize some of that oil, and that would be considered mechabe. Why is it considered mechabe? So it's a big machlokes in Rishonim, what's called the Maisa Kibui over here. So Tosfos Beis Daf Chof Beis learns that the Chi of Mechabe is not the pshat that if I wouldn't have utilized some of the oil, the candle would have remained for 2 hours. And now that I take some of the oil, it's only going to remain now for an hour and a half. That's called Gram Kibui. That would not be considered Mechabe that Yechai because of Mechabe. That's only a groma of Kibui. That's an indirect Kibui. Zok Tais is the reason why it's called Mechab over here is because while you're taking some of the oil at that exact time and then you're mistapik from the Shemen, you're a shtickel being Mechab because now it's not lighting as well. At that moment that flicker, then you're removing oil, at that moment it doesn't light that well. It's a Maisa Kibui that you're doing, not the Gram Kibui that is now going to light for less time. That's not called Kibui. Avos Tevot is the Maisa taking at that moment is Mechab somewhat in there. Or it's nira kibui, but the taking of the ner itself, that is considered the maisa kibui. Now, the Rosh of Adir says that that's not called a kibui because nothing changes in the ner itself. I'm taking from a different pot, a different kara, a different concoction, this beya. That's not relevant to what's lighting right now. So, Zok the Rosh that no, that when you take from the ner, it's not called gram kibui. The fact that it's becoming less is not called gram kibui. That's kibui mamish. Meaning, Tois is coming lafuke, the fact that it would have lit 2 hours and now it lights an hour and a half, that's called gram kibui. Dr. Rush, no, that's not gram kibui. That's kibui mamish. Gram kibui means when you don't touch the light or the ner or the shemen itself. When you're touching the guf hadova adoluk, that's called kibui itself. What's called gram kibui, Dr. Rush? When you don't touch the shemen itself, I'm doing something else that causes the shemen to drip away the other direction and not go towards the nair. That's called gram kibui. But when I'm taking from the shemen itself, which is the gufa nair, that's not called gram kibui. That's called kibui itself. It would have lasted 2 hours, and now it lasts for an hour and a half. That's called the kibui, not gram kibui. That's called kibui alein, because you're doing a maisa in the shemen, in the nair itself. Tosfos learns, no, the vart is, that would be called gram kibui. The vart is that at that moment when you're taking the shemen, the light flickers and lights a little less than what it would have been without you touching it at the moment. Now, the Magen Avraham points out that this is only if you hold meloch shein and tzrich leguf is chayiv, because either way, the maisa kibui you're doing is not tzrich legufa. I don't need the kibui. I need the shemen because I want to take my pita bread and dip it into the oil. So it's a melacha she'en etzich legufa, only if you hold your chayiv, then this will be considered that your chayiv as mechaba, because it's a kibui of melacha she'en etzich legufa. Now the Rambam has a whole new pshat in the sugya, and he learns that the gzeir is that if you take the shemen, so you're not allowed to be nana from the shemen, because it's muktza. So it's muktza machmas isa, it was meant for lighting. So that is the reason, not because of the isa kibui, because the ma'isi not being mistapik from the gufa shemen at alain. You're taking from the other concoction, from the other kli. So Melo the Rambam learns a whole new vart is because he mishtamish in mukta. So again, Zok the Mishnah, lo yikoiv odom shvayfere shal beitza, v'yemalen o shemen v'yitnen al pianer b'shvil shtemen atefes, in order that it should drip into the ner and be madlik, the ner for longer, because you might come to take from there. And that's why you can't utilize this type of shvasher shal beir to feed the candle with more shemen. Va'afilui shal cheres. And even if this shvasher that you're using as this ka'ora to feed the nair with more oil, even if it's made out of cheres, and if it's a kli cheres, there's less of a chance that you're going to be mistapik and take the shemen. Because shemen in a kli cheres becomes mos. Cheres is black, so it blackens the oil. You're not going to want to take your pita bread and dip it into a blackened oil that was soiled and stained from the kli cheres. Still, there's a chash of kibui that you might come to do so. And that's the chiddush of afilu shel cheres. Zok the Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda matter. Rabbi Yehuda's matter. Rabbi Yehuda says that even if it's a kli cheres, even if it's a shvel shel beyo, you don't have to be concerned that a person is going to be mistapik and take from there. And the reason Zok the Pnei Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda Shtosai, in Pnei Yeshua, in Psochem Yud Aleph, Daf Yud Aleph, because So, Mela, since over here, even though it's a Melach Shein Tzich Legufa, you don't need the Gufa Kibui, but you Chayev a Melach Shein Tzich Legufa. So, Mela, you're going to stay away. You're Bolimine. So, Mela, there's no Chash that you're Mistapik from the Shemen because you Chayev. So, Rabbi Yudah Tosser, Rabbi Yudah has matter this type of concoction because Melach Shein Tzich Legufa is Chayev. So, Mela, you're Bodl, as those Gepnei Yeshua. That's right. Mutter kong to Rabbi Yudah. You're not going to take from there because of the chiyuv that you have because of Melach Shein Tzich Legufa. So you'll be very careful not to take it. Azok the Mishnah, the Chachomim agree that havelim chibra yoytzer mitchila. If you have a professional yoytzer, a professional uman that comes and connects the shveferes to the ner at the time of the manufacturing, mitchilosoi. Im chibra hayoytze mitchilo, if it was connected at the time of manufacturing to the ner itself, so then it's one concoction, it's one ner. We don't look at it as a separate entity that you might come to utilize the bread and tip and dip your pita bread in there. Just like you're not going to take your bread and dip it into the ner, the shemen of the ner itself, only by this new entity, by this separate kara. So then there's a chash. So im chibra yoytzer mitchila, if it was connected from the onset, from the manufacturer, from the yoytzer, so then it's mutter, even according to Chachomim, because you're not going to be mistapik, you're not going to go dip your bread into the shemen of the ner that's lighting. Bibneishu kli echad, you look at it as one kli, then we don't look at it as a separate entity. So there's no chash you'll take from the air. Zog the Mishnah Vayta, lo yimala odom koresh al shemen v'nena b'tzad ha'ner. Don't take a bowl of shemen and just put it next to the ner. V'yitin roish ha'psila b'soicha, and take a wick, and put from one kara to the other kara, bishvil shtei shay eves, so it will draw the oil from one kara to the other, and it will extend again the length of the ner being lit again, because you might come to take from the kara. The Gemara is going to say why I need a chiddush in this case. Again, Rabbi Yudah Mati, Rabbi Yudah says no chash. Rabbi Yudah is not choishish that you'll be mistapik and take from the shemen, and that's where according to Rabbi Yudah it's takamutu. Or like the Pnei Yeshua says, Melach Shein Tzich Leguf is Chayev, so there's no Chash. Akaponim, this is the three-way machloikus, three cases. You have a case of Shveres Shel Beitza, and Rabbi Yudah's Matir.
You have a case of Kli Cheres, where over there it's also, even though it's Mos, and Rabbi Yudah's Matir.
And then you have a Kaora that's separate Kaora. And then over there, Rabbi Yudah's still Matir, even by a separate Kaora.
Zok de Gemara utzricha. You need to tell me three ways, the three different cases. The Ashminon Shvefel Shabeya. If we'll just take the case of the concoction with the eggshell, I would say, Bahokami Rabbonon. Over there, Chachom say that you're not allowed to do this. Why? The Chevet Loimi Isa, since it's a clean utensil, it's not a klicheres. So Mele Zachshash, you might dip your pita bread in it. So there's not Moos. So Mele Osalistapukumine, you might utilize the oil, the shemen. Aval Shacheres, but it's a klicheres. The Me'isa, where it's disgusting because the shemen turns black from the cheres. So, Eim Amoydelei, the Rabbi Yudah. Maybe he agrees to Rabbi Yudah that what? That is no chash of Shemi Istapik man. So, you need to tell me the chiddush even by Shveshel Shabeyo. And also by cheres and also by Shveshel Shabeyo, both of them chachom asa. Not just by Shveshel Shabeyo, but also by cheres where it's Moos. Zok demar viyash minon shacheres. If we just say the case of cheres, I would say over here, over there we say, ba'okom Rabbi Yudah. Over here, Rabbi Yudah says that we're not goyzer you'll take. Why? Because it's Mos. Ava b'ahi, but in the case of Shvel Shabeh, where it's not Mos, eim amoydele Rabbonon, you agree to Rabbonon that the chash of Shami is tapik. Viyash minon hanachtati would say these two cases, o shvesheres shel beya, and a shvesheres shel cheres. I would say, ba'hanikam Rabbi Yudah. By these two cases, Rabbi Yudah says it's Mot. Why? Bishum delay mifsik. After all, there's no real separation between them. It's connected to the ner itself. Mashenken ka'ora de mifsika. Ka'ora is a separate entity. It's two different ka'oras, two bowls with a wick in between them. So it's mamish a separate entity. So eim emoyde leil rabbonon. Maybe Rabbi Yudah over here agrees that a person will mistakenly take from the other ka'ora. It's a separate entity. So then he'll be mistapik. So he maybe agrees to rabbonon that is chashav that he might take and it'll be a kibui. Viyash mina bahi, and for say the case of Kara, I would say bahi kama rabbonon. Over here, rabbonon say it's osa. Why? Because it's a separate entity. So that's where this exerio might take from the oil. Avavahani taiti. But the case of shvayfer shabeya, or the case of klicheres, eim amoyd l'Rabbi Yudah, they agree to Rabbi Yehuda that there is no chash you will take because it's not a separate entity. So gemara tzricha, you need to tell me this case, the machloikas chachomim and Rabbi Yehuda, in three separate instances. Zok gemara vaito. If it's one kli because it was mechuber mitchila, So then it's mutter. Zog motono im chibro besid uvecharsis. If you mechaber it with sid or charsis, if you do it with a strong cement, so then taka it's mutter, because then there's no chash that it's looked upon as a separate entity, then it's looked upon as one utensil. Zog demora, vanana yoitzetran. What do you mean? If you're mechaber it, a yoitzer, it's mashma that it was the manufacturer's mechaber it, not you yourself. Zog demora, my yoitzer, kein yoitzer. Meaning, if you're mechaberet besid of becharsis, it's like a kain that it was done ayadei the yoitzer, ayadei the onset by the manufacturer. And then you don't have to be concerned about taking from the shemen, from this kli next to it, because it's looked upon, since it's mechuber besid of becharsis, it's keilu like it's manufactured that way, and it's one kli, one utensil, where we don't, with no chash that you'll take from the shemen ever by a ner itself, that's one utensil. Only when it's a separate entity, that's when the chashashas start happening.
Zog di gemara, Tanya, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Pamachas, Shavteinu ba'aliyas, Beis Natzo.
We once stayed in the aliyah of Beis Natzo over Shabbos, Lud, in the city of Lud.
Ve'evilon ha'sheferah shel beitz, and they brought us this concoction with an eggshell, v'imalenu shemen, and we filled it up with oil, v'nikvinu v'nachinu al pi'aneh, and we placed it next to the candle to extend the life of the light. V'oyisham Reb Tafenu eskeinu v'leom alonu dovar, and Reb Tafenu eskeinu did not protest. Omru loy, so they told him, mishom raya, shani beis nitzah des rizinein. There's no raya over there to the sugi of shofel shel beitzo.
Lo'olam, the halach is not like Reb Yehuda that it's mutter. Lo'olam yachosh like the chachomim.
The reason why the Ptafen is came without protest utilizing such a concoction is because you were over Shabbos in this place called Beis Nitza. Well, Beis Nitza were Anoshim Zrizin. They were very careful and medactic about mitzvahs. So there's no chash over there that you come to mistap from the Shemen. Just like if you have two people reading from one light, one reminds the other, we're here living in a city that nobody's going to allow someone else to be Oivan the Issa. So Mele, there's no chash of Shem Yistapik.
Zogdi Gemara, similarly, Avin Tzipoira, Goral, meaning legabi, not protesting when you see something wrong. Zog the Mora, Avin Tzipoira, Avin from the city of Tzipoira, Goral Safsala Be'aliyosa de Shisha. He slept a Safsala bench over a marble floor. So now, Le'elami Rabbi, in front of Rabbi, Le'elami Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elozer, in front of Yitzchak ben Elozer. Omalei, so he told him, Ishtukiloch, Yitzchak ben Elozer said to him, Ishtukiloch, if I'm not going to protest about what you're slapping a bench over this marble floor, Kereshtikiloch Havrayu, like the Chachom were quiet in the last Maisa, they said that Reb Tafen and his Kenim were quiet about this Reshvel Shabeya, just like they were quiet to Reb Yehuda, so nothing Menei Churba, there will be a destructive psak that will come out of my silence. Why? Because you're not allowed to slap a bench over a earthenware floor. Why? Because automatically, there's not a psikresha, but it's you might make a chritz. Now, even though it's dovash and miskaven, you have no intent to do so. That's machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. If dovash and miskaven is mutter also. So, if I'm not going to protest when you do this over a marble floor, you might do it over an earthenware floor. So, if you do it over an earthenware floor, then there's a problem. According to Reb Yehuda, zok di gemara, gzera ilse de sheisha or to ilse de alma, and floor made out of marble might not be a problem of charitz, but it's otu ilse da alma. If you have a regular floor, meaning an earthenware floor, then you're making a charitz. So even though you're not miskaven, but if you hold like a Yehuda, dovish and miskaven is also. So in Mela, I'm protesting lest you do this on an earthenware floor. Zog the Gemara, reish knishta de batzra, the reish knishta the gabay of the beis knesses of batzra, of the city of batzra. Goral safsala le'elami Reb Yirmi Rabbo. He slept a bench over earthenware floor. This already was over earthenware floor. Omalei, so Reb Yirmi told him, come on, who do you hold like Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon says, Dovashen Miskaven is mutter. And there's no chash that you're making a chritz because you're not miskaven for it. Eimed Omer Reb Shimon, when Reb Shimon says, Dovashen Miskaven is mutter, that tafka by gdoilim, by large benches. Why? Delay efsha, you can't lift them. It's too heavy to lift. So when you have no choice, then Reb Shimon says, Dovashem Niskaven is mutter. However, Bektanim, when you have small little chairs, you can easily lift them without schlepping them. So, Miyomar, did Reb Shimon ever allow Dovashem Niskaven when it's Efsher without coming onto this head of Dovashem Niskaven? You can lift it.
So the Gemara upliged the ula. This statement of Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba that Rabbi Shimon only said it by safsal gedolim and it's efsher, but hecha the efsher, even though in the mechaven, then he never said that dovash and mitzkaven is mutter. This is argues on ula. Why the oma ula machloikas biktanim? The machloikas of Rabbi Shimon is gufa biktanim. Then Rabbi Shimon allows him to be gura safsal even if it's a kisei, even though it's efsher to lift it. Still, in the mitzkaven is mutter, and Rabbi Yehuda says that it's osa. However, Ava Gdoilim, but if it's a large bench, Divrei HaKol Mutter, then even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it's Mutter. The Machlokes is Dafka Baktanim, where Rabbi Shimon says you don't have to lift it, Dov Hashem Miskam is Mutter, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's Osa. But if you can't lift it, so then Rabbi Yehuda would agree. And the Vart is, because Hech Deloy Efsher Veloy Mechavin, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that Dov Hashem Miskam is Mutter. When does Rabbi Yehuda say Dov Hashem Miskam is Osa? When it's efsher to lift, but when it's efsher with the loy mechavin, so then taka Rabbi Yehuda will agree that it's mutter. Now, if it's very large, that it's for sure going to make a chritz, that's where they call the psik reisha. Then even Rabbi Shimon would agree that it's osa. When is Rabbi Shimon allowed dov hashem miskaven? As long as it's not a psik reisha, as long as it's not a guaranteed thing that's going to happen. If it's a vada, if it's a very large safsel, so then psik reisha, even Rabbi Shimon agrees, dovash and miskaven is osa. So we have a machloikas Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabba and Ula. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabba says that the machloikas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda is by gdoilim hechadaloi efsha, but by ktanim, Rabbi Shimon agrees that you cannot rely on dovash and miskaven, you have to lift it. Ula says that no, the machlokes is by ktanim gufa. And by gdoilim, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it's mutter, because hechaloi efsha v'loi mechaven is mutter. Unless it's a psik reisha, then everyone agrees that it's also. Zokti Gemara, Mosav Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef has the following question. It says in the following braisa, Rav Shimon Oimer, goyrer odom, a person allowed to be goyrer and schlep a mito, a bed, a kisei, a chair, and a safsal on a bench. As long as you have no intention to make a chritz, that means dovash and miskaven is mutter. Now he says dovash and miskaven is mutter by all three cases, by large utensils and by small utensils, by a kisei, which is small, and by a mita, which is large. So we see clearly katonik doyle v'katonik tanim. It says both cases of Shimon is mater. So it's a kash letavayu. It's shai shver according to Yirmiyahu Rabba that says that the machlokes is only by gdoilim, but by tanim if Shimon agrees you have to lift it. And it's shai shver according to Ula. Ula says the machlokes is gufa by ktanim. Dovashen miskaven is muta by ktanim. But by gdoilim, everyone agrees that it's mutter. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it's mutter. Behech lo yefsha. Well, here we see the machloikas. Reb Shimon Shita is bagdolim and bagtanim. His master Rabbi Yehuda argues bagdolim and bagtanim. So it's like neither. So the Gemara ula metalza tamei and Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi metalza tamei. Ula metalza tamei. When we say mita, we're not talking about a regular mita, but rather mita dumya de kisei. We're talking about a mita that's a very small mita. It's dumi de kisei. That means the machloikas is even where you can lift it. Still, Reb Shimon says dov hashem niskaven is muta, and Reb Yehuda over there argues. V'Reb Yirmiyahu Rabba metalz tamei kisei. When it says kisei, it's dumi de mita. Fakert. It's not mita dumi de kisei that it's a small bed, but rather it's a large chair. The chair is a large kisei shaliyo chair. So mele the machloikas gufa is by what? By kli godel. But by cotton, then even Reb Shimon would agree that Dov Hashem Miskaven is Amuta, but you should have lifted. And L'divrei HaKol it's also. Frag the Gemara Masiv Rabba. Rabba asked the following question. Moich, this is really me, Kasha, and Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabba Shita. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabba Shita said, it was that the Machloikas is by Gdoilim, but you can't lift it. And there Reb Shimon says Dov Hashem Miskaven is Amuta. But by Ktanim, Reb Shimon never allowed it. In fact, the Gemara we see not like that. We see that just because you could lift it doesn't mean over there Reb Shimon says Dov Hashem Miskaven is Amuta. Even when you could do something in a different way, still he allows Dov Hashem Miskaven. From where do we bring such a proof? From the Sugim Kilayim. Zokma Masiv Rabba, Moichek Sus. People that sell clothing. And assuming the clothing is made out of shatnas. Moichon Kedarkon. They allow to sell this clothing regular. They can wear it in the shuk and show it to the customers. And they're not even the Issa Shatnas. Why? Because that's not called wearing the beged. Wearing the beged means like silba shatnas. Levisha kdelahenois. That means to wear, but not wearing in order to sell. I'm just wearing it in order to show my wares. That's not called the levisha. However, You can't have hano from the shatness, meaning bechama bnei achama. It's very hot. I want to protect myself from the sunstroke, so I'm covering myself with clothing. No, or bekshomim bnei akshomim. I want to protect myself from the climate, from the rain. If you're mechavin for that, then it's also to wear. But if you're not mechavin for that, then it's mutter to wear. Now, even though there's other ways that you can sell the clothing without even wearing it even at all, like this, even if you no kavon at all, like the tznuin going to do. Like it says, v'atznuin, and people that are very careful about mitzvahs and averas, they don't want to have any chash of chatnas. Chatnas, what do? Mafshilim b'makelachein. They take the chatnas clothing and they put it on a pole and they put the pole around their shoulder. They're not wearing it at all. So the tznuin found a way of doing it without even coming to a chash of chatnas. So if that's the case, you're telling me Rav Shimon is matir. This is Rav Shimon Shita, uvach lo iskaven. That's Rav Shimon Shita, Dov Shein Miskaven is mutter. Well, Dov Shein Miskaven is mutter, even though you can do like tznuin, even though you can theoretically take it on a pole and put and swing the pole around your shoulder without wearing it at all. That's like a kisei. You can be gurir a kisei, even though you can lift it and not be gurir at all. So we see clearly Rav Shimon Shita, Dov Shein Miskaven is mutter, even hecha de efsha, even if you can lift it, even though you can take the shatnas and put it on a pole. You can take the shatnas and put it on a pole around you. The chiktanim domi, it's like a kisei, and still it says kilo mechaven shogi. As long as you have no kavanah, it's mutter. Reb Shimon lechatchila, Reb Shimon is matel lechatchila, mechila miskaven shogi. Reb Shimon lechatchila, Reb Shimon is matel lechatchila, dovashen miskaven. Even though it's efsha to put it on a pole, even though the kisei can lift.
Zog de Gemara, tjufte de Rabbi Yirmi Rabbe tjufte. This is taka kash on Rabbi Yirmi Rabbe. Rabbi Yirmi Rabbe says the machlokes of Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda is only by Gdolim, but by Ketanim, Rabbi Shimon agrees that it's hecha de efshe, we don't say, Dov Shem Nitzkavan is muta. Here we see clearly that even though you can do an oifen that it's not a levish at all, so a male is still Rabbi Shimon agrees, allows Dov Shem Nitzkavan, even though it's hecha de efshe. Meaning likewise, even though you can lift a chair, still Dov Shem Nitzkavan is muta. The Tosafot here says, as long as you have no intention to be nana, it has to be that it's not a psik reisha, because if Shimon agrees that even though Dov Shein Miskaven is muta, by psik reisha, it's also. By a very large safsil that's for sure going to make a chritz, then even if Shimon doesn't allow Dov Shein Miskaven. So the same thing over here. Moichei Ksus, we're saying is a sukkah of Shimon or Dov Shein Miskaven, it's only where it's not a psik reisha that it's b'chama b'nei achama. Why is it not a psik reisha? Because I'm not being protected from the sun because of the clothing of shatnas. I'm anyways wearing other clothing besides it. So I'm anyways protected. So it's not a psik reisha and not a sure thing that this dover that I'm wearing is going to be the one that's protecting me, being mechaven to be nana from it. Other rishonim, the Ran, and the Ran is in Chulin, Pergidanosha, and other rishonim say that moichik sus on mutter ain't a miskaven even when it's a psik reisha. Why? Why would moichik sus be mutter even by psik reisha? Because the Torah by shatnas only asked a malbush of hano. But since I'm not doing it for my hano, I'm only doing it for selling, so in mele it's called a masui. It's not called a malbush. So mele, even if it's a psik reisha, it's not going to be osa. Meaning if my intent is to sell, we don't look at this as a malbush al hano, but it's rather a masui be'etzim. When it comes to Levisha. Meaning, when does psik reisha make something that even Dov Shein Miskaven is also by Gurim Mita Kisav Esavsel? So over there, psik reisha makes it that the Eina Miskaven doesn't allow it to be done because it's a psik reisha. When it comes to a Hanodikadin, like Merchik Sus, where the Issa is Loisil B'Shadnes, so over there, psik reisha is not going to shafa Hano. Psik reisha is not going to make it that it's a shame Levisha. Psik reisha can make it that I'm making a chritz, but a psik reisha cannot make it into a malbush because I'm a merchik sus. So mele it's a masui be'etzim, and a psik reisha is not going to change the status of a masui versus a malbush. Meaning the yisoid of hano means hano with kavona. Hano be'enim is kaven, even psik reisha is not called a maisa hano. So mele by hano is different than a meloch of oisa chritz. Psik reisha can make it, you're making a chritz, and in miskaven is lamal v'moirit. It's a chritz by psik reisha. Mashenga by hano by psik reisha is not going to make it into a malbush of hano. It's for it going to be called a masui, because the maisa I'm not miskaven. Okay, we'll stop over here. The bottom of the Omet Choftes Omet Beis by the Mishnah.